Cats and Cuddles, written by Crystal Shard and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC and Danny Phantom crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Danny Fenton and Damian Wayne. Summary: Damian loves animals. When he discovers a young man trying to rescue a box full of abandoned kittens, he knows he has to help. Damian pulled his hood tighter around his face, head bowed against the persistent Gotham drizzle. Cassandra's apartment would be a welcome shelter from the weather. He had learned to accept Gotham's particular brand of smog, soot, and rain, but in all his years of living in Gotham, he had never learned to like it. There was a tiny noise from a nearby alley. A civilian likely wouldn't have heard it, their ears muffled and the sound of their footsteps filling the gaps left by pattering raindrops. To Damian, whose footsteps were as silent as the League of Assassins and Batman could make them, the noise was as obvious as a falling brick. A low human voice murmured something in response, and Damian's eyes narrowed. Whatever lowlife had chosen to abandon a kitten on a day like this deserved whatever wrath he could bring. Briefly, Damian regretted that he was in civilian clothes and had left his sword at home. Sidling up to the mouth of the alley, Damian ducked low and peered around the corner. The man's voice was clearer now, and he was holding... There was a gym bag laying partially open on the wet tarmac, a towel in the man's hands, and a tiny orange kitten swathed in the towel. Approvingly, Damian noted that the man had chosen to pat the little creature dry instead of rubbing at its fur. The man crooned to the protesting kitten, his vocal placement suggesting someone in his late teens or early 20s. "I know you're wet and cold. I'd be cranky too. Just let me dry you without scratching me, okay?" Reassured, Damian straightened and turned into the alley. The man's reaction was interesting, given the usual Gotham response to alleys. His head tilted to one side, betraying that he'd either seen Damian or somehow heard him, but his attention remained on the kitten. As if Damian were judged to be no threat. Most Gothamites would have turned immediately to see what the movement was, if they'd seen it at all. Too many people in Gotham were a threat to others. "Do you know if there are any cat sanctuaries or anything around here?" the man asked, not looking up. "I don't know where a good place would be, and my roommates have said we can't have pets until Tuck gets our rental contract checked out." Damian tisked, kneeling beside the man. "I know someone who will be very glad to take a kitten in. She is very fond of cats." The man finally glanced over, and Damian looked into eyes as blue as his father's. "Fond enough for four." He moved aside a drape of the towel to reveal a cardboard box containing three more kittens, two soaking wet and one merely damp. Freed of the artificial darkness, they meowed up at Damian, tiny eyes blinking in the dim daylight. Damian shucked his school backpack and dug out the soft, fuzzy blanket he carried by habit. One could never be certain of when one might encounter an animal in need of warmth and rescue, after all. "She will take them," he said with certainty. "I will assist you in drying them." Between the two of them, using both ends of the towel, they managed to get all four reasonably dry and wrapped in Damian's blanket. Warm and comfortable and exhausted by their ordeal, most of them curled up and went to sleep. "Thanks for helping me," said the man. Standing, he was as tall as Damian's older brothers, perhaps even up to father's height. "I'm Danny, by the way." "Damian," he said in response, remembering Alfred's lecture about circumspect behavior. Damian could be anyone. Damian Wayne was a potential kidnapping victim, and one who was not supposed to be able to fight his way out of such situations. Better to avoid the necessity. Better to avoid giving his siblings bragging rights. Danny ducked his head, a wry smile on his face. "Nice to meet you, Damian. And thanks again. I'd have been wandering around for hours trying to get those kittens somewhere safe." "And you," Damian granted with a sharp nod. "I am pleased that you saw fit to rescue the kittens prior to my arrival. If you will forgive me, I must take them to safety immediately." "Sure." Danny stepped back, half turning to go in the opposite direction. "Bye, Damian." "Goodbye," Damian said, feeling a tinge of relief that the necessity for courtesy was over. Carefully cradling the blanket full of kittens, he turned back in the direction of Cassandra's apartment. He was sure that she would provide transport once he explained that the kittens needed to go to Selena. The end.